Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Feeling polished and perfected for this episode of Fat Mascara. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess.
What are we talking about?
Jen, we've got some cool topics today.
Cool topics.
We're talking about the new Botox bar. Then we've got a listener cue about mascara of all things.
You think? That's kind of our thing.
And then feeling sensitive, skin feeling a little raw. Well, it sounds like everyone's is. So I'm getting to the bottom of that. Sensitive skin, is it a real thing?
After that, we have the amazing Trish McAvoy. She just wrote another book. She's a makeup artist, beauty entrepreneur, and we're going to talk about everything.
So Jen, rarely does a beauty concept come along where I go back and I go,
In a good way or a bad way?
More of just a hmm.
Uh-oh, what's making you go hmm?
What do you think about Alchemy 43, the new Botox bar?
Yeah, in Los Angeles.
Yeah, of all places.
Okay, so they're trying to do what Drybar did for blowouts, but for cosmetic injectables,
yeah,
is my understanding. It scares me a little, so I looked into it. What, like, first impressions, what are you thinking?
I love the idea of, like, you know, quick beauty, convenient beauty.
Yeah.
But I am someone who is more conservative than the average beauty editor when it comes to Botox. Like, nobody's going to inject me at a desk side. Nobody's going to, like, pump me up on the fly. You know, I still think of Botox as a procedure. I mean, it is, like, you know.
Absolutely.
So I am nervous about somebody who is more casual about it to just be like, I'm going to pick up my dry cleaning.
And then go get rid of my wrinkles on my forehead.
Drop off some videos and, like,
first I'm going to get a time machine back to 1995.
Go to Taco Bell. And, you know, so I love the democratization, to borrow a term from last episode, but, like, of beauty. But
yeah,
I am a little nervous about the casual nature.
I would be too, but I understand why they're doing what they're doing. They want to bring, like, a spa-like setting to cosmetic injectables, and I get that, because when I go to get Botox, like, I'm going to a hospital, like a teaching hospital. That's where my doctor is. I sit for, like, an hour because she's super busy. Mm-hmm. Then I'm in a cold room. Like, there's nothing glamorous about it at all. I mean, but I look good afterwards. Yeah. At least I think I do. So Alchemy 43, the woman who started it, she used to work for Allergan, which are the makers of a lot of cosmetic injectables.
Including Botox.
Including Botox. And she brought on a head and neck surgeon as her head of the medical side of the business. And then they have other under them, they call them alchemists. I'm putting air quotes. And that's who's going to be doing the injecting. So they're not all doctors. They're under the supervision of a doctor, but it's like physician's assistants and nurses and things like that.
Okay. So they're licensed to inject though, right?
Well, they have their, yeah, they're licensed to inject under the supervision of a doctor. That's how it is in California. So, I don't know. If the doctor's not on the premises and they're doing it, that's okay too, but it also makes me nervous. But I looked at the prices and it's really competitive actually. So you're going in, it's going to feel like a spa, and they do like, you know, you get oxygen blown on your face afterwards, and you get makeup touch-ups afterwards, and they have a 3D imaging thing so you can actually see what you're going to look like with the filler or whatever. But they, okay, you know how Drybar gives names to the blowouts?
Oh my God. Okay, stop it right now. I would say names to the blowouts. There's things like the, you know,
the martini twist.
Yeah, the uptown, you know, babe, whatever.
Okay, here are the names. A couple. So there's a pout perfector, which is the filler, I guess.
Okay.
So that's going to run you about $675. That, and they don't do it by like cc's or units of the drug. They just do it like your lips are going to get done for $675 kind of thing. So it's more, you know, dry bar of Botox. prevention package, which is one syringe of filler, some 20 units of Botox. That's going to run you like $950.
Okay.
It sounds like a lot of money, but this is like, I would say, on the same vein as like a medium level doctor in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And then there's the eye opener, which is 20 units of Botox.
It sounds freaking painful.
I think it's just for your 11s, because I know that my doctor uses more than 20 units to do like my forehead. So that's, I think, $275. I don't know. I just say buyer beware. Like, if you're new to Botox and you just want to try it out or whatever, maybe this is the way to go. But like, if you want the cream of the crop injectors, I don't think they're working at Alchemy 43. I don't know.
I my only caution, I have nothing negative to say about Alchemy 43. The only thing I caution is like, I'm nervous about drive-through procedures, you know, like what is it going
to
be?
You do have to get out of your car and go into Alchemy 43.
Maybe in a few years you won't.
Oh my God, it'll be like Sonic, and they'll like come roller skating up with needles.
With the needles, you know, like it's just the casual nature is freaking me out.
You know what? I'll try it. I'll try anything once.
There are side effects. I just want you guys to know. She's got better day besides.
She'll expose you when she's. Jess, we have a reader question coming in off the wires. Wasn't there a sound effect for that? Jen Alexander loves the podcast, specific problem, which I have heard from so many people. She puts her mascara on her lower lashes. This happens even when people only put on their top lashes. Midday, under her eyes are always dark and she looks like a raccoon. Weirdly, on Fat Mascara, we have not talked about mascara smudging. So I feel like we need to address her question.
I took this question to the fabulous makeup artist, Katie Jane Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
At Katie Jane Hughes on Instagram. She's so good and she always has banging mascara. And she said, good cue. It could be a multitude of things.
Okay, so what can it be? And what do you do?
Well, I'll tell you what I do in a moment. But she said, first you should consider your skin prep.
Okay.
She said, if your eye cream is too rich, it could like basically create the smudging.
I tell that to everybody. Like if your eye cream is too close to your eye, then the lash hits it and the oils combine and you just basically took off your own mascara. It's like it acts like a makeup remover almost.
I'm not ready to give up my eye cream.
Okay, so what else?
Okay, so then she said, your concealer could also be too oily.
Same idea. The oils break down the mascara waxes, and you get smudging because of that.
Then she said, it could be that you might need to put a touch more powder underneath your, like on top of your, like you're underneath, under your
okay,
under eye
I never
area.
Put powder over my concealer.
That's not really a look for me. I mean, some people do. I think if you're going to have a big...
I'm not a setter.
If you have a big night out...
and you don't want smudging,
yeah,
you might want to set
good
your
idea. Sometimes
under
eye. Sometimes I do set. Actually, I shouldn't say I never set. Sometimes I do set. Sometimes I use the, like a translucent powder and I'll just kind of dust it over like oily areas and sometimes under my eyes when I use concealer because I have really dark under eye areas. So I want that.
But that could also help prevent mascara smudging.
Yeah, exactly. So that's not a bad idea. Okay. But she said the simplest fix, and I have to agree with her, would be to try a waterproof formula or a tubing formula. I know that you love a tubing formula.
Back to my tip.
It comes back to blank. It comes back to blank. On the bottom lash. I would go...
Oh, like do whatever you do or show you're crazy on top, but then use the tubing or the waterproof on bottom.
Yeah, she's not saying you need a complete mascara overhaul if you're not into waterproof, especially if it's like... You know, I find waterproof such a pain in the ass to remove, but... I do think, like, if I have a long day or I'm a big, like, eye toucher or smudger,
yeah,
I like to use waterproof if I know that it's going to be, like, a hell of a day, especially if I'm going to be using it on the bottom lashes. So my favorites would be L'Oreal Voluminous Waterproof and the Kevin Aucoin the Volume Mascara, which Emily actually mentioned last week.
Emily Weiss, yeah.
Yeah, really, really good.
It's funny she had this question, too, because I was just meeting with the people from Beauty Counter. You know that brand?
Yes.
And they have a mascara. And she was saying it really is trial and error, and people hate to hear this. Guys, there's 100 mascaras out there. She said they've had formulas where, like, half the office, it stays all day. Half the office, it slides. And there isn't, like, one that works for everyone. It's not like you haven't found the golden perfect mascara, because yours is going to be different than ours. So even though it feels like, ugh, just keep trying another one, this one's good enough, I would say just keep trying another one until you find the one that works for you.
And start with the cheapies.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I worked my way through the entire drugstore before I moved on to this tubing one that works for me. So trial and error, too, is part of it.
Yeah.
Any other tips for non-smudging underneath the eyes? I feel like the eye cream one is really key.
Yeah, I wouldn't say don't use eye cream because I'm a big proponent, but like maybe just, you know, use just like you really need a pea-sized amount. Don't be like getting your mitts all up in there if you're going to be putting on mascara, like, you know, in just a few seconds.
Hopefully this helps Ms. Jen Alexander with her raccoon issue.
Keep those cues coming. Thanks, Jen. And Jen. And Jen.
Jess, you've been teasing me for the last, I don't know, 2 weeks. You're like, did you go to this Cipello event? Did you go to the event? And you never told me why you were so into this event and what you learned. So let's pretend that we're in the taxi on the way back. What happened?
Jen, that event was so cool.
I know, you keep saying this. I'll just save it for the podcast.
Okay. So what I liked about the Cipello event, Cipello is this skincare line. It's fairly new. I would say about a year old. They kind of like brand themselves as like science with like a Southern charm because the founders are from the South.
Okay.
So they use lots of like Southern ingredients, like, you know, that are like forested or like wild crafted there. I don't know. Don't take my
foraged
word.
Foraged.
Yeah. Basically, you know, that are indigenous to the area.
Okay.
But the thing that I was like, I got such a kick out of while I was there is that everything, they're not branding it a sensitive skin line. This is not like, you know, for people with, you know, raging eczema. That's not how they're not branding.
No, it's for Southerners.
No, I was just kidding. For sexy Southerners. No, it is a luxury line. But they're not branding it as a therapeutic line by any means, but they kept on reinforcing how good it is for sensitive skin. And the founder and someone else who was very invested in the company was saying, like, it helped my eczema.
You know what?
It helped that.
I'm sorry. If I had a dollar for every time I've been to an event where they're like, I started the line because I was so sensitive to XYZ products and I couldn't find something that worked for me. Like, that is the founding story of so many skincare lines.
It wasn't the... Or yeah, I agree with you, and I have a big old eye roll with that too. Like, that wasn't the origin story of this, so I do have to like rush to their defense there. But I feel like this story of, and it's great because so many people have sensitive skin, and that's where I had to when I hear this all the time about, like, you know, so many people have sensitive skin, I just kind of had to take a beat and say, like, okay, how many people really have sensitive skin?
Wait, do you know? Did you get an answer?
Well, I actually talked to a dermatologist about that.
Oh, I love when you get a stat.
Okay.
And
I got a stat.
And answers.
I got a stat because I just had to know because it seems like everyone and their mother has sensitive skin.
And is it that we're just talking about it more or are we actually more sensitive? What did you find out?
Okay, so I talked to Dr. Amanda Doyle, okay? Mm-hmm. Dr. Amanda Doyle says that she said that 70% of her patients believe they have sensitive
skin. Believe they have sensitive
skin. Believe. Okay. That's like they thought they saw something in the woods. But did they really?
Yeah.
Okay. But about 50% of people actually have very reactive skin.
Oh, okay. So it is about half.
It's about half. So there is some over-dramatization happening, but it's like a lot of people really do have sensitive skin.
Okay. And so when you were at this event, just wondering if there's anything in here we can learn from it for people with sensitive skin. Is there like a key thing that is causing sensitivity for half of Americans? Or half of the world? That's a lot of people. Like, something's going on.
Well, I'll tell you what's going on, Jen.
What?
Starts with an S and ends with an S. Stress.
Oh, really?
Okay. But it's like not just stress. It's also like stress, diet, not getting enough sleep. It's a lot of lifestyle.
All that leads to maybe we are more sensitive than we were 20 years ago and for all those reasons.
Exactly. And your skin is dynamic. So that means like for example, like I don't have sensitive skin, but like a month ago, I woke up and my skin was really like raging.
You always say you're a rhino, which I think rhino is hilarious.
Skin. Rhino skin.
What does that make me? I'm a delicate flower.
I don't know. But my body skin, though, is very delicate, but my face skin is not so bad.
Okay.
So it's like your skin can change. So what I'd like to say is basically, I think that people are just kind of not taking care of themselves enough. That's my theory.
Not their face and not their products. We're talking about like going to sleep, eating healthy.
Yeah.
Oh, don't you hate that that's always the advice? It really is. I want this wonder product that I could just rub on my face and it's all good. But truly, like, you got to sleep.
And then I have to say something else.
Tell me.
She also said that customers are kind of, or she like insinuated that customers are like experimenting a lot with new products.
You mean her patients? Does the doctor?
But like consumers, the doctor. Dr. Doyle, she said that customers are experimenting with things.
Yes.
And there are lots of products with different actives out there. So like, you know, beauty junkies, so to speak, are like kind of creating their own reactions.
Or these 10-stepper people, like you saw it in the Asian skincare routine. I'm going to try 10 steps and 4 masks.
Like don't try like 3 sheet masks in a week and oh my God, I have sensitive skin. Surprise.
We were just talking about that at work today.
Really?
The associate beauty editor, she her skin was like all red. She's like, oh, because I tried like 4 different sheet masks. You think of them as treatment, but really you're just introducing new ingredients that could cause a problem.
Exactly.
Like slow it down. Slow your roll, people.
There are a lot of different factors. So like we shouldn't be so surprised when like our skin gets like red and inflamed. You don't need to be like, rushing for like the next like sensitive skin product. Maybe you just need to like stop using like 7 of the 10 that you are and like go to bed.
Okay.
Go to bed. She's got style, she's got
grace, she's a Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com /host.
She's a lady.
We are here with Trish McAvoy. I'm calling her beauty expert extraordinaire, but let me just tell you, this is our first guest. She walks in the studio. She knows more about us than we know about her. She just gave us our little bios. It was adorable. Trish, welcome to the show. Thanks for doing your homework.
Oh, honey, I believe in always doing homework.
Good.
Such a pleasure to be with both of you.
Welcome. Yeah, this is going to be fun. So, okay, for people who don't know, maybe they've been in a little hole for a couple decades. Can you tell us, Trish McAvoy, how did you get your start in the business? What do you do?
Well, for those of you that don't know me, I am a makeup artist, and that's what I love the most about my professional life. And I started in my fantasy world as a little girl. Mm-hmm. My grandmother, I lived in Berlin, and my grandmother owned a perfumery. So it really started in my fantasy. And it became a reality behind a cosmetic counter many years later. And after working behind a cosmetic counter, I was very fortunate that I had a phenomenal boss that suggested that I come to New York for an interview with Estee Lauder. And at Lauder, I did training and, my goodness, I did a lot of radio and television. And then I went to Revlon, and I went into product development, and I helped to run New York for Ultima 2, and that was by the age of 23.
Wow.
At 24, I had a major tragedy. I lost my brother, and it really taught me at a very young age that life is very, very precious, and you've got to really go for it. So I quit the big companies, which I loved up to then.
Yeah.
And I didn't work for a while. And then one day, I met this phenomenal man, my husband, and he was a derm. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm going to get a job today. He said, but you said you were not going back to corporate America. I said, I know, but I think I'm going to get a job today. And I was walking on Madison Avenue.
Wait, did you quit your job in corporate America just like for those personal reasons?
I quit the job in corporate America because I really felt that I didn't want to be part of a big conglomerate. I felt very, very fortunate to have been in corporate America because I learned a lot at a very young mm-hmm. age. I learned television and management and product, but I knew that I was not a corporate person. I was much more an independent person. Mm-hmm. So I'm walking down Madison Avenue. I walk into a drug store called Boyd's, mm-hmm. the most magical place, fabulous milkshakes, and these gorgeous women that are around a cosmetic counter. Very, very well-known models, all these socialites. I'm like, oh, my God, where am I? I felt I was in a dream. And so I'm speaking to the girl behind the counter. She said, tell me about you. And I told her about my product development. I talked to her about my makeup, applications and et cetera. So she said, why don't you work here? I said, listen, I'm not looking for full-time, but I'll work part-time.
Mm-hmm.
So... Oh, don't let me chat on forever. Oh, my goodness. And so she said, okay. I worked there for 3 or 4 months, and I had said that I wouldn't sell makeup, I would teach makeup. And within a very short time, I had people waiting in line to have the makeup done. So what do you do when you're really busy and you're doing really great? You ask for a
raise.
Very good.
Oh, my God. I was like, an assistant.
Listen, both would have been good.
Yeah.
And I went into the office. I asked for a raise, and I said, listen, you've got something really special here. I know I can do something with what you've got. I can make it much bigger than this one location. And what do you think they said to both?
Piss off.
No and no.
Ugh.
And guess what I did?
I'll go do it myself.
Exactly.
I can't believe there was a place that sold milkshakes and makeup that's at the same time. Sorry, like was I just amazing. Like I
the whole time
it was heaven.
Yeah, I'm like
it was heaven.
Should we start that milkshakes and
milkshakes?
Makeup?
Do you know
makeup.
That that's been wait, guys? That's been a business idea of mine since I was 13 years old. You can ask my brother.
So there you go. Maybe yeah. we've got something
yeah.
here.
Thank you yeah, for
and
us.
I can.
We already have the names. We've already got the names. Terry and I. We've got
if
the names.
If you've got the name, you've got the concept. I'll yeah. show you how to do the business plan.
Trish, we'll talk after.
So did you have a name and a concept? You're like, well, I'm going to just leave and
no,
I'll...
No, I had a...
Skill set.
Skill set, mm-hmm. and I had a clientele.
Right.
And I worked out of my apartment, and what I would also do is do house parties.
Well, were you just that great at makeup, or was there something
I
about
was
you?
Great, like what? I was great at people. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what I was great at. I was great at making people feel good and that they could do it with makeup. My husband, as I said, well, I married the Durham and he became my husband, and uh-huh. he had this phenomenal practice. And I'm like, you know, we could really add another dimension to this. And we were the first Medi-Spa in the U.S. that not only did skin treatments... Murad also did skin treatments on the West Coast. We did skin treatments, but we added another piece, and that was the makeup.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we became the most popular place to go. I mean, I have to say, I think I took care of every top model in the 80s and 90s, for sure, and actresses. And then I met people through other people. Do you know Maripol?
Oh, the Maripol,
the stylist
yeah.
that did the bracelets. You know, she was a client of mine. She said, I've got this girl. You'll really like her. You know, she's at the clubs a lot, and she's a great dancer. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, send her in. She's okay. And Madonna came in.
In my head, I was like, it's Madonna, probably.
It was Madonna.
That's amazing.
And, yeah.
Wow. At that point, did you have products branded with your name, or you were just doing the Medi-Spa and the makeup?
Well, I jumped a little ahead of myself. I started my line with makeup brushes.
Right.
Because in business, you have to find a way to create a business. And how do you create a business? You have to look for what's missing
yeah.
in a field.
Mm-hmm.
And what they didn't have at that time, other than sure, Mora had really high-end quality brushes in Japan. But in the U.S., you really couldn't get high-end quality brushes. So what I did, my first venture was makeup brushes. I took a small ad in Vogue, like a quarter of a page. It didn't cost me much. And... it started my life as a businesswoman.
I love it.
Cool. Really phenomenal.
So how would you describe, like you talked about, you know, you need to find out what was different about you and a brand. You created the makeup brushes, but then mm-hmm. you launched, like, you know, a full cosmetics brand. How would you describe the cosmetics brand to somebody who doesn't know Trish McAvoy?
It's a brand that definitely is geared towards women of all, you know, lifestyles, that really focuses on quick, easy techniques that I've learned over the years that are mistake-proof. It's really an everyday approach mm-hmm. to everyday life. That's really what it is. And then how to glam it up very easily. You know, I've done everyone's makeup from Angelina Jolie to Judi Dench. And when they're not working... they're casual.
So you're not known as someone who's like, oh, here's a new trend and I'm going to try it. I need like to make a BBC CDD cream. And then we need green eyeliner because green eyeliner is hot this season. So how would you define the look that you start? Like if a woman's coming to you for the first time, what's the look you want to give her?
The look that she's comfortable with. That's really it. I mean, in other words, if she's coming and she's looking for dramatic, it's makeup. It's very easy to do. Very, yeah. very easy. I teach her how to do dramatic in a way that's easy for her. Because I think makeup is about your own style. It's not my style. It's your style. What I'm known for is teaching the techniques
right.
that make it easy, whatever right. your style.
Is there a look that you feel... I understand what you're saying. Like, it would you adapt to everyone's style, like what looks good on them. But is there something that looks kind of... universally great on everybody?
Yeah. What looks great on everyone is skin that looks good. That looks good on everyone. Mm-hmm. Lashes that look thick, that looks good on everyone. Not looking tired, that looks good on everyone. You know, so what I always do, I look at makeup very much like dance. If you know ballet, you can do anything. If you know the basics of makeup, it's light, dark, and definition. You can do anything.
Well, let's talk about a technique, because there's this technique she's known for that, like, I still have not mastered.
Trish. Oh, okay.
That lady that's sitting over there.
No, I think you gestured to me, and I got scared.
No. Okay. I was pointing out that, that I'm skipping ahead two questions. Okay, so this thing that I'm going to say, it's the triangle of light, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've talked about this for years.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to me, this is a technique, right, that'll help brighten up the whole eyes and everything like that. How do women do that, this triangle flight?
Well, it's very, very easy. I use a product of mine called Instant Eye Lift.
Okay.
And I'm a big believer in techniques that have been used for years. I'm not making up any new techniques here. I definitely feel that it's very important to use techniques of the past that have been used in
products
theater.
Products are coming out.
So what I want you to do for me, I want you to take
this.
Oh,
me? Right now?
Right now.
Oh, okay.
And what I'm doing is I'm having Jennifer make a V in the center of her face.
Mm-hmm.
Just make a V in the center of your face. Start here.
Okay. Inner corner of my eye.
Yep. And go down.
My cheek.
That's it.
I'm not even looking in mirror, people.
You shouldn't. Exactly. Just make a V.
And then back up to the outer corner of my eye.
And then make it into a triangle. Go right across.
And then right across.
So what this...
I'm looking in a mirror. I've never put on makeup without looking in the mirror.
This is very good. Now, what I want you to do
is
I want you to take your ring finger and just press.
Okay, press.
What I'm doing on Jennifer is I'm having her make a V under her eye with my Instant Eye Lift. This is an under eye brightener, but more than that,
I don't even know if I'm
it
pressing
is
right.
a skin conditioner.
Okay.
And what it does, it alleviates the look of fatigue. It brings out the center of the face, and by bringing out the center of the face, you have a look of being rested and younger. Can we see the before and after?
But this, people are taking pictures right now.
No,
here's
it's
the thing,
amazing.
Though, women put concealer, this isn't a concealer, and I get that. They usually just do this little semicircle under the eye.
And that,
you had
and
me
that,
go way
and
down
that
with this
triangle.
Isn't
a bad thing. The little semicircle isn't a bad thing.
Yeah.
But what this does, it does more than the semicircle. The semicircle is just for darkness.
Right.
This is for brightness.
She's taking pictures, people.
And what brightness does, it makes you look less tired. Look at that. What I'm doing is I'm showing her
selfie,
and you definitely see how you don't even need a mirror. And what you want under the eye and in the center of your face is brightness that gives you a fuller look.
Yeah, it's almost like you hit a highlight down
that's
the cheek
right.
a little
that's
bit.
That's right.
Okay, that's a good technique.
That was very good.
And I'm a big believer in techniques that are quick and easy. Women lead very busy lives. BB, you mentioned BB before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, beauty balms. Why do I love beauty balms? Because one, they're primers, moisturizers, SPF, and coverage.
You are all about the speed and all about the efficiency. What our listeners couldn't see is that you busted out this really chunky, amazing planner.
I'm a big believer.
It's like a little trapper keeper.
It is like a luxe trapper keeper in organization.
And
can you tell us about this planner?
Of course. This is the size of a planner that you would take notes in.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did many years ago, I was on vacation. I had makeup all over the place, and my husband said there has to be a better way. And I came up with this concept with my team that truly puts makeup in order, and you turn the page, and as you turn the page, you have your different products, your powder, your blush, your bronzer, and then in the back, you have all your tools.
And it's like a zip case.
It's a zip case. It looks just like for those of you that know, a Filofax or a day planner. It's a day planner for makeup.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now squish that down into an iPhone size. No, that's impossible.
We have one.
There's a small size.
We have one. It comes out once a year. I am a product innovator. I'm always looking for ideas. And what I do is I listen to people like you.
Uh-oh.
And very, very important, once a year I come out with these. They look like an iPhone case. And literally you have your brushes and one compact that does everything for you.
Does this only work with Trish products, or can you
put
everything
in? Very good question. I never, ever live in a world of fantasy. I live in the world of reality. And in my fantasy, everyone is only wearing Trish. So all of you listening, that's my fantasy. But my reality is that people use they have many options today and they use many different brands.
Right.
So what I did is I was very aware of that. So my pages are totally refillable. And today, the world we live in, everyone is very cognizant of the importance of the environment. And many of the cosmetic companies now have their products with backs that are magnetized.
Eyeshadow
or blush. Oh, right,
so
in
the
here.
The kind of pages, so to speak, they're magnetized.
Right.
So, like, let's say you go to another brand and you buy
and
their.
You know what? I'm not against talking about other brands. They can go to Bobbi, they can go to MAC, they can go to Showmore. All of those products.
You can pop them out.
You
and stick
can
them
pop
in
and put right in here.
Yeah, because they sell like the kind of individual pans that you
can
put in their palettes. But if you wanted to put it in your Trish planner, you can just pop it on. That's really cool.
How do you tell a good quality makeup brush from like a bad? There are many brushes
now. It's so
now.
Easy. First thing.
It's easy.
Yeah, it's very easy.
Okay.
The first thing you want to make sure of is that whatever brush you use is gentle. So, rub it against your skin.
Oh, good. I'm good at that.
If you're going ow, then there's something
is important.
Wrong.
Okay. Soft
but
is
what
important.
You want to do is remember the softer the hair, the better it feels. But you want it also to be effective. So, with that said. The shorter the bristle, the more you get density of color. The longer the bristle, the more you get a wash of color.
Mm-hmm.
So really look for that. And then in today's world, these new nylon wet-dry brushes are phenomenal. They're not that costly.
Okay.
So you can buy a brush that functions beautifully, high-end or mid-end.
And what about, okay, I have this thing, if you don't have an answer, I understand, where the bristles fall out of certain brushes, like you'll be brushing along and then you have hairs all over your face.
I think...
is there a way to tell if that's going to happen?
Well, a lot of it has to do with the person that bought the brush.
Are you rough on your brushes?
Not only that. If you wash your brushes, you may be very gentle, but if you get the ferrule wet...
And the ferrule's a little clampy part that the bristles are stuck
right.
in.
Right. If you get that wet and water goes in there...
Oh, yeah, all the time.
You've got glue that's under here. You loosen the glue.
It is my fault. So when I'm washing my brushes, just do the bristle hair part.
Exactly.
Oh, I
don't
did the whole
wet,
thing.
Don't wet the
glass of water swirled
around. Yeah, don't... Well, swirling is good, but don't...
but not the whole head of the brush.
Right, exactly.
Oh, good to know. See, you learn something every day on Fat
Mascara. Honey, listen, what can I tell you? It's all easy.
Okay, what about price for brushes? Because I've noticed, I also think that, like, the expensive ones are, like, they do last longer. Like, do you need
Not necessarily.
You don't think that's true?
No.
Okay.
I think brushes are very much like fabrics.
Yeah.
If you buy the finest silk, it can be more fragile than...
Oh.
You know, so... It's really important.
It's almost like know yourself, too, a little bit.
I think
if you're going to be rough.
If you're going to invest and you know how to take care of your brush, then it will last forever. But if you're pressing down aggressively...
I love how both of you are looking at me like knowing I'm an aggressive person. I
like,
can see it in your
Jen,
eyes.
Jen, here's a value set.
You know, you see people, they kill me. I mean,
oh, it's me.
They're like... I'm like, what
I see
are
them in the train
doing?
Sometimes,
being
and it looks like they're
gentle.
They're scrubbing out a stain or something, like on their face.
But on the other hand, if you use wet dry brushes, they're much more hardy.
Okay.
And not that they're inexpensive, but they're not as fragile as a squirrel brush. Sable is very hardy.
It's so funny. I was thinking of squirrel because I have a squirrel brush, and someone told me like blue squirrel's like the softest whatever. I bought it. The thing fell apart in like a month.
Because it is the most fragile.
Oh, it was like I was buying a fancy, nice fur instead of like a good wool pea coat.
Since your husband is a dermatologist, I'm curious how this may have influenced your line or the formulations.
Oh my goodness! My husband, I mean, he's retired now, but was so influential. I never promised what I couldn't deliver. Ever. You know, at the end of the day, it's really about sunscreen first, because that is the anti-ager. And what I always looked for and spoke to him about is the compatibility with makeup. Because I am a makeup artist. And often, for women that have dry skin, they want to lather so much oil and heaviness on their face, then they put makeup over that, and it just
slides
doesn't last.
Or pales
That's
or
right,
something.
Right. So it was really that fine line of beauty that is, you know, covering, and beauty that is truly your skin. So we definitely believed in exfoliation, because what does exfoliation do? It really enhances your skincare products to better absorb. But with exfoliation, gentleness is key. So chemical exfoliation is something we believed in tremendously. Mm-hmm. Again, sunscreen, very, very important. Important that things, you know, that were put in the products were very gentle.
Like, can you give us an example of a product that you feel like is a real, like, marriage, no pun intended, of, like, both your...
BB.
The BB?
The BB.
So what, like, what's in that that's really
it's
fabulous?
It's sunscreen. It's an oil absorber. Mm-hmm. It's a moisturizer. Mm-hmm. And it gives you the coverage and the SPF. I think BBs are absolutely amazing because you get that beautiful finish and all the skincare benefits.
Mm-hmm. On the podcast, we've had this conversation come up a few times, but one of the things that is interesting is that, like, I think a lot of color lines, the beauty industry in general, but especially color lines, seem to leave women who are like 40 plus, basically, I would say even women who are like 35 plus, out of the conversation. Right now it's all about like glitter lips and like Kylie lip kits and, you know,
super matte lipsticks, yeah, like, that look good on no one under 25.
Influencers, yeah. You know, who are, yeah, exactly, 22 years old and like trying out like the craziest thing they can try out. There's no disrespect to them, but there's a huge gap missing. I don't think that your line is guilty of that at all. I think it's ageless.
Well,
and it's
I would
very
hope not, honey. Look at me. I mean, why would I be focusing on people that are not from my group, honey?
Honey, no. Honey, no.
But I would not be leaving my group out. Let me make a product, but all of you that are part of my group, forget you.
So does it bother you, though, this
nothing
fixation
bothers me
with
are
youth?
You kidding? No, I love youth. Who wouldn't love youth? We are, what's great about makeup is you can actually mimic youth.
But don't you think that there is a gap in the market for speaking to women who are like 40 plus?
I don't know about that. I really don't. I think that, you know, what I've been known for forever, mothers and daughters. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we've been... That's been our community. Again, that's real life, that's going to people's homes, mothers and daughters. What bonds women faster than makeup? And often I've seen mothers and daughters that were bickering at each other, but you take out that lipstick and they both, you know, they like bond again. It's really interesting. But we've always been very transgenerational.
Yeah.
And I think, listen, we're fixated by youth, but why wouldn't we be? You know, youth is healthy, and youth looks good, and youth feels good, and and I think what's wonderful about youth is that when you are very young, you can be more experimental, you know, but in 1 second, when you enter the real world, and the real world is at 22, because that's when most people get a job.
Yeah.
You know, what you do at night is one story, but what you do in everyday life is another story, and I deal with everyday life, and it's not about an age, it's about life.
I hear you're a hair extension person. Are you willing to talk about
it? I am a believer in anything you can do to make yourself look more fabulous, why not? And I have good hair.
But you do have good hair.
Good. Well, you can't tell anything today. For those of you that can't see me, which
no,
is all
tell.
Of you, I have my hair in a ponytail, parted down the middle. It is not a good hair day. But most people, when they meet me, what they say is, oh, your hair is so beautiful. And all I say is thank you. And then at times when I want to be shocking, and I have done this, I then take a clip out. And that is a true story.
It's not all your hair. It's clip-ins.
Well, sometimes it's all mine. Sometimes it's not.
You've done that? Like in front, like you meet someone, you're like, oh, you think this is pretty?
Oh, I've had people, you know, I find that people that meet me, they want to know the secrets. So I'm a big believer in sharing my secrets.
I like that. Yeah, what are some of your favorite products? They can be from your line, from other lines. We do this with every guest at the end of the interview. Triangle of Light, we've got it. What's the product name for
love,
that?
I love, Instant Eye Lift.
Okay.
I love Orbe Shampoo.
Oh, it smells delicious. Smells
just like the normal, like the shampoos in the shower, not the dry shampoo, right?
Yep. I like the dry shampoo too. Then I like Bumble and Bumble dry shampoo. Mm-hmm. I'm a shampoo whore. Pantene just came out with a new shampoo. Mm-hmm. Oh,
my God. I love it.
You use it? Isn't it phenomenal?
In your wet hair, you can put your wet hair in a knot and it like slides out.
It's
like
amazing. Then let's see what else I love. Dior cuticle cream.
Oh my God.
I love that.
Stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Fabulous. Yeah. Crabtree and Evelyn soaps
that look like
shells.
Yeah, yeah.
I love those.
I like any soaps in a shape.
I do too.
Thank you. This was such a fun chat. Thanks for
Thanks
coming.
So much, Trish. I like a lady who's not afraid to share her secrets.
She was so adorable. Like, after the mics came off, she just kept telling us more secrets, too. I love when people aren't too precious and they're, like, willing to, like...
She wasn't, like,
get
you know... Yeah, she wasn't like, oh, this old thing. She was like,
"Here's
I'll
how
tell
I
you
it.
Exactly where to find her.
Damn, I like that.
Yeah.
If she you know what else good. I feel like she would like? Raising a wand. I got Southern for that Cipello skincare line.
Right. And then you got very like Broadway for a second.
I don't know what I'm getting. Okay, what do you have for me today?
I have something very lazy and cool.
Okay.
Look at my fingers.
You have glitter. Glitter's not lazy.
Oh, it's very lazy because you can put it on while you're almost half asleep. You can go to sleep while it's barely even dry. Wake up and it looks like you have jewelry on your nails.
It does look like you have jewelry on your nails. What is it?
I love it. This is a Morgan Taylor nail polish.
I'm sorry. Where did Morgan Taylor come from? All of a sudden, I saw them backstage. I feel like it's a lady who's from, you know, Nebraska. Morgan Taylor. Like, what is Morgan Taylor?
I know. You know what's so funny? A while ago when I was at Cosmo, the first time, it was a few years ago when Morgan Taylor... like first came out, like we were talking about, like it wouldn't be a great web story to be like WTF, like, or like who the fuck is
who the fuck is Morgan Taylor? Is there a person?
No, we like want to know who she is. We want to meet her because she was everywhere. I like love her polishes.
The polishes are great.
I love the chubby rubber grip. And Morgan Taylor's everywhere. I saw like they're doing a collaboration with somebody.
Okay, so what's your color?
My glitter, I have to say my glitter is discontinued because I've had it for a while. But my point is just Razor Wand to glitter nail polish.
Okay.
Because you can put it on without any skill. It's kind of a bitch to take off, I have to say. But it just makes it look like you have like expensive jewelry on your nails. And I love rings, so I feel like it complements my rings.
Razor Wand to glitter.
Okay. Oh, when it starts chipping, you don't have to be like, "Ah, it looks disgusting."
No, it looks good from the start. Okay,
what's
up? I'm raising a wand to this little purple bullet. This is, do you know the website FragranceNet.com?
Yes, but I just have to say, I thought that Jen brought out a sex toy.
It does look like a little vibrator.
I was like, Jen, I know
what
you want
to raise a wand to a vibrator.
Like,
It's not, goddamn it. All right, just let me get back on track here.
I thought Jen was trying to spice up the show.
So at FragranceNet.com, there's like some promo code. I don't know what the promo code is. This is $6.99. This is the best $6.99 you will ever spend. I like to bring perfume. Stop talking about vibrators and let me do my Razor Wand. Okay. So I like to travel with perfume. I like to bring perfume everywhere. I've had so many spills over the years. So this is like one of those little travel atomizers, but you don't even have to open up your perfume or pour or deal with the little funnels or whatever. It's getting even more sexual. Oh my God, look at the little thing on the bottom. Okay, it's got this little... There's no other word for it. It's like a little sphincter on the bottom.
It's like a hole. I don't think that was necessary.
So basically you take off your perfume top, you stick the little hole on the little perfume stick that sticks out, pump, 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 and it draws up the perfume into the little bullet. And then
like a hummingbird.
Like that's a much lovelier analogy. Thank you. And then there's a little window so you know how much is in there.
Yeah.
So you don't spill anywhere. And you can get like, I mean, this is like two weeks worth of perfume for $6
more.
In this little bullet that looks...
What's juices in there right now?
Oh, I have Angelique sous la pluie from Frederick Malle, I think it means angelic flowers in the rain. And it smells like a gin and tonic. And the reason I travel with it is because it doesn't last very long. So I need to re-spritz every now and then.
So what
I'm raising a wand to FragranceNet.com's little mini travel atomizer.
Can you clean that out when you're done if you want to like
change
it?
You do it with alcohol. You just push in a little alcohol, push it out, put in your new perfume. The end.
That's pretty cool.
We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode, so I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at Fat Mascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.